This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Redwood Complex of fires in Mendocino County, southeast and southwest of Willits, have burned a combined 19,000 acres and forced the evacuation of thousands of residents along with their animals. Caltrans reports that Highway 101, that was closed to traffic at the bypass south of Willits yesterday, has been reopened to traffic. Highway 299 is open as well, although one-way control traffic east of Helena remains in place, and federal contractors working on Highway 36 have allowed more traffic through to improve access to the I-5. Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman will host a press conference at 8 this morning, and the office reports that one person has died and there have been numerous injuries, including two people who suffered severe burns when the fires erupted early Monday morning. Mandatory evacuation orders remain in place for residents in the Potter and Redwood Valleys, and evacuation centers have been established in Ukiah and Willits, as well as at the Ukiah Fairgrounds and the Ukiah Animal Shelter. Schools across Mendocino County have been closed and dozens of structures have been destroyed. Staff and patients at Frank Howard Hospital in Willits are under evacuation orders as well. Sheriff Allman also reports that at least one person has been arrested for burglarizing an evacuated home in the Redwood Valley, and deputies, along with mutual aid support from other law enforcement agencies, will actively patrol the evacuated areas. The fires in Mendocino County have destroyed fiber optic cables and cell phone towers and left customers across the region without cell phone service or landline service. The fires also impacted local 911 systems, but as of last night, all 911 dispatch centers were in operation. Arcata lost its 911 system yesterday, but the sheriff's office reports that all 911 calls should be going through to a public safety access point. The state attorney general has issued a press release to remind residents in fire areas that price gouging, normally described as charging more than 10% over the normal price during a time of an emergency, is a crime, and to be aware and report any suspected violations. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and the key agenda item will be a presentation from Public Works regarding a collaborative effort between the county, the Schatz Energy Center at HSU, and the Redwood Coast Energy Authority. The board will issue a letter of support for proposed solar plus battery storage microgrid that will be built on 9 acres of land at the county airport in McKinleyville. If approved, the county will provide $15,000 for an environmental review, with the cost of the project to be paid for through grants from the State Energy Commission. The supervisors will also appoint a county representative to the California State Association of Counties. Virginia Bass serves on the executive committee, and that leaves a vacancy. Estelle Fennell has been selected to represent the county. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.